What's it like being there in the paddock with these mighty horses and great jockeys and trainers and owners moments before the race?
That's what is nice. You know, I'm in this business because I like the horses. And being in the office kind of keep me away, but being in the paddock, I'm with them and make my job easier, and I like it. I mean, that's what I like.
Talk about what you do. What is your responsibilities when you're in the paddock with the horses?
My job is to make sure they have the right equipment that is listed in the program, get them out on time. You know, we want to have a good post parade, get them out in order, and call them for the next race, and that's it. Very simple.
And you seem like you have a good interaction with the horsemen when you're in there?
Yes, because I know when I rode, you know, I used to ride for them, and I know a lot of the grooms, other people that work here, and it's made that job a lot easier when you know the people, too.
I was talking to a couple of the jocks. They said, sometimes you're a little tough on them in there.
But we have to do a job, and they have to know that it's a job, and, well, I want to do it, and I want to do it well.
What's it like for you, having done both the jobs, having been a jockey and having raced on this track, and then now being in the paddock and working with the jockeys and the trainers and the owners?
Like I say, it's good because, like I said, I know these people. When I retired, I'm happy with my career. Was lucky enough to have another one. I'm doing the same thing that I love, horse racing.
Now, talk about the Maryland Million. What does the Maryland Million mean to you? I know you have a very fond memory of it in at least one great race.
Yeah, the Maryland Million, I mean, it was nice. It was nice to ride that day. You know, you ride for a lot of money, good horses. And I was lucky enough, I won two one day. It is fun. It is fun.
What does Maryland Million Day mean to you as a Maryland horseman yourself, having been a jockey here and now working here at the track, Maryland Million Day?
It's good to get the exposure of the horses, you know, the stallions they have over here, and see all the people from Maryland come here. I've been here now 18 years. I came from Philadelphia and Jersey. People here, they love horse racing. And Maryland Million, I guess you can see, I mean, you see a lot of people that come here. People love horse racing, and it's a good day for Maryland.
What was your best performance in the big race in the Maryland Million?
I was second twice with Mary Bocaru. One time, the first time I was feeling second, I got beat in the neck. And I was a little upset because that day the rain came down so hard. And when we step out of the paddock, he got hit with the rain. He put his ears down. I said, uh-oh, we might be in trouble. He still run a big race, just got beat in the neck. That day, I feel like it would have been my race if the track would have been dry. But, you know, it's horse racing.
And now you're on the other side of it. You see the jockeys. You look into their eyes before the race. That must be neat.
Yeah, like I say, it's all my friends. I know them, you know, I know them all. Just the main thing, I always say good luck to them and ride a safe race and come back in one piece.
And what's your message for Maryland racing fans as we get ready for another Maryland Million?
Please just come and join us. This is the best time for us in here and to see what we do here. You know, we got horse racing here, the horses, you know, the stallion, and we put a good show.
It's Maryland's day at the races.
That's correct.